Chapter 1. Victor allowed the blood to flow over his tongue, savoring the taste as it filled his mouth and ran down his throat. Exquisite. His first taste of human blood in such a long time, and he wondered why he denied himself as he sank his fangs deeper into her soft skin, drinking deeply, while his hard length pounded inside her. Her moans of pleasure as she writhed beneath him spurred him on, taking him higher, her blood filling him with lust and longing for more. So much more. Her dark skin felt soft beneath his touch. Her back bowed as another orgasm racked her body as his bite took her over again and again. The blood he drank was addictive, glorious, and he wanted to drain her. Forcing his fangs from her skin, immediately feeling the pull to drink from her again, he retracted his teeth and pushed her away roughly. Without a word, he disentangled their bodies, dressed quickly, and left the private room, disgust coursing through him briefly before the damn thirst for her fucking blood reared its head again. He wasted no time in leaving the club, not even waiting for his bodyguard, rushing out and into his limo and ordering his driver to take him home as quickly as possible. Sitting back, he tried to sort through what the hell had happened. He'd drank human blood for the first time in over 2 centuries, and he had no fucking clue why. When he arrived home, without acknowledging the doorman, he hurried to the elevator, quickly inputting the security code. His only wish was to gain access to his home. He slammed the door, almost tearing it from the hinges. His long legs stormed over to the window where he stopped to stare out the floor-to-ceiling window overlooking Central Park, his reflection glaring back at him accusingly. His ice-blue eyes shielding the turmoil within from anyone that had the misfortune to look his way. Only he knew the hell he was experiencing, the absolute and all-encompassing torture that his mind and body was forcing him to endure. And he had no idea what the blue blazes was going on. "What the hell is happening to me?" he thought for the 100th time. He was one of the most powerful vampires in existence, one who held knowledge that spanned centuries, ran businesses all over the damn world with ease, and yet he was acting like a newly turned vampling, with no control over his bloodlust or his sexual demands. Leaning his forehead on the cool glass, inhaling deeply to still his madly beating heart, Victor fought to control his growing anger. He had to control it. If he lost it, then his penthouse apartment would be in ruin in no time at all. But worse, his secret would be out. People would learn there was something very wrong with Victor Strong, and that was something he could not allow to happen. Not now. Hell, not any fucking time. But especially not now. He had a meeting tomorrow that was going to be worth hundreds of billions of dollars for one of his companies, and he'd be a fool to mess that up. One thing he was not was a fool. The only saving grace was that it was being done online. Thank fuck for technology. He'd already met with the people involved, and everything had been ironed out. Almost. This was the final deal-breaker, and he refused to allow whatever was going on inside him to muck up the months of hard work he'd put in to getting everything in place for his ultimate goal to gain some lucrative acquisitions. They'd add enough to his portfolio to make him the richest man alive. Or dead, depending on your perception of vampires. As he still had a heart, still breathed air, he never thought of himself as one of the undead. But that didn't stop others from believing that was so. "Are you going to tell me what the fuck's going on?" Flint's hard voice broke the silence, but he didn't jump, merely turned around slowly and walked to the bar. "Want one?" he asked, pouring himself a shot of expensive whiskey. "Sure." Flint joined him, leaning his ass on a stool, his dark-as-night eyes never leaving Victor's as he took the offered glass.